When there's no dad, we send an angel. That's the motto of a nonprofit based in Tualatin. Angel Dads matches 1 through 10-year-olds with volunteers who are willing to spend about 20 hours a week being a father figure. Casey Wood is the founder of the group.
Angel Dads is a children's charity that provides great father figures and dads for both boys and girls that don't have a dad actively involved in their life for whatever reason. The term angel is just simply a word that sometimes, you know, means good. We're not religiously affiliated, but we're just trying to be, you know, good father figures and dads for kids that would like a dad in their life.
So this is similar to a Big Brothers, Big Sisters type of program?
Yeah, so the main difference between Angel Dads and another great organization like Big Brothers Big Sisters is a Angel Dad is somebody who's a little more involved in a child's life that's actually, you know, filling in as an actual father figure or dad. So a typical Angel Dad would normally spend between 7 to 20 hours a week with a child, and a Big Brother would generally spend, you know, 1 to 2 hours, like on a Saturday, for instance. So the big difference that we're trying to do is to really, you know, spend a lot more time with a child and be there with the child, you know, when they need us to be there.
So give me examples of what it is you guys do. What, baseball games, teach them how to ride a bike, etc.?
The biggest example of what we do is to work with a mom to find out what activities the child would like to do. Now, we can go to a park with them. We can go to a baseball game. We go to their school and have lunch with them, for instance. We can take them out and teach them how to ride a bike. We can teach them swimming. It's pretty much whatever the mom, you know, wants us to do with a child.
So one child might be involved in sports, another likes to read or maybe play video games. Do you match the children and the angel dads up together that way?
Yes, absolutely. So the matching process takes into account the interests of the dad as well as the interests of the child. It's doing whatever the child would like a regular dad to do with them.
I would imagine you have some pretty special dads, too.
So to become an angel dad is a little bit harder to do because we require more of a commitment from a volunteer basis of our dads. And the stronger commitment that we require makes the volunteer a little more dedicated than a typical volunteer that would only spend a couple hours a week with a child. So the dad's commitment level to the children is greater in our perspective.
When I first heard about the organization, I reached out to you to be part of our KXL Everyday Hero segment, and you checked with the dads, and they said they didn't want to be the heroes. Tell me about that.
Yes, the reason the dads didn't want to get the credit for themselves is because they want our service to be all about making a difference in a child's life and not making the dads appear as there's some kind of, you know, like good person doing a good deed for somebody.
That just means that they must be really great people then.
Yes, I believe they are, absolutely.
What a great story. That's Casey Wood with Angel Dads in Tualatin. You can find more info at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.